You've changed my life. I'll never be able to repay you for what you've done for me today. Leon was elated as they rode back along the Ngong Hills towards Nairobi. You needn't worry too much about that. You don't think for one minute that I'm doing this because I'm your doting uncle. I misjudged you, sir. This is how you will repay me. First, I'm not going to accept your resignation from the regiment. Instead, I shall transfer you to the reserves, then second you to military intelligence to work under my direct orders. Leon's face showed his dismay. A moment ago, he had felt himself a free man. Now it seemed he was back in the smothering embrace of the army. Sir? He responded cautiously. There are dangerous times ahead. Kaiser Wilhelm of Germany has more than doubled the strength of his standing army in the last 10 years. He's no statesman or diplomat, but he is a military man by training and instinct. He's spent his whole life training for war. All his advisers are army men. He has a boundless ambition towards imperial expansion. He has huge colonies in Africa, but they are not enough for him. I tell you, we shall have trouble with him. Think, German East Africa is right on our southern border. Dar es Salaam is their port. They could have a warship there in very short order. They already have a full regiment of Askari, led by German regular officers stationed at Arusha. Von Letau Vorbeck, the commanding officer, is a tough, cunning old soldier. In 10 days' march, he could be in Nairobi. I've pointed this out to the War Office in London, but they have concerns elsewhere and don't wish to spend money reinforcing an unimportant backwater of the Empire. This comes as a shock to me, sir. I've never looked at the situation in that way. The Germans down there have always been very friendly towards us. They have a great deal in common with our own settlers in Nairobi. They share the same problems. Yes, there are some good fellows among them, and I like von Letau Vorbeck, but his orders come from Berlin and the Kaiser. The Kaiser is the grandson of Queen Victoria. Our present king is his uncle. The Kaiser is an honorary admiral in the Royal Navy. I cannot believe we would ever want to go to war with him, Leon protested. Trust the instinct of an old warhorse, Penrod smiled knowingly. Anyway, whatever happens, I shall not be taken off guard. I'm going to keep a sharp eye on our lovable southern neighbours. How do I fit in? At this stage, our borders with German East Africa are wide open. There's no restriction of movement in either direction. The Maasai and other tribes graze their herds north and south without the least concern for any boundaries laid out by our surveyors. I want you to set up a network of informers, tribesmen, who move regularly in and out of German East Africa. You'll play a clandestine role. Not even Percy Phillips must know what you're up to. Your cover story is convincing. As a hunter, you will have the perfect excuse to move freely through the country on both sides of the border. You will report directly to me. I want you to be my eyes along the border. If there are questions, I could let it be known that the informers are my game scouts, that I am using them to keep an eye on the movements of the game herds, especially the elephant bulls, so that I know their exact position at any time and can take our clients straight to them, Leon suggested. Now the game sounded as though it might be exciting and great fun. Penrod nodded in agreement. That should satisfy Percy and anybody else who asks. Just don't mention my involvement, or it'll be all around the club the next time he has a few drinks. Percy is hardly the soul of discretion.